Okay, so today we're diving into something that I think a lot of people have probably experienced, but maybe not really known what it is,
Yeah.
and that is workplace retaliation.
Definitely.
You know, it's that feeling that you get, like maybe you spoke up about something at work, or you did something that you felt like you were supposed to do,
Right.
and then things just kind of felt off afterwards.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's what we're going to be talking about today. You're going
Absolutely.
to be kind of exploring, what actually is retaliation?
Right.
Because I think a lot of people think it's just like getting
Yeah,
fired.
that's the big one, right?
Right. But it can be so many other things.
Oh, so many.
So we're going to be unpacking all of that today
Definitely.
and hopefully giving you some tips on how to deal with it and protect yourself.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power.
Exactly.
So the more you know about it, the better you can protect yourself.
So let's start with the basics.
Okay.
What is workplace retaliation?
So workplace retaliation is when an employer takes an action against you for exercising your rights or engaging in something that's called a protected activity.
Okay.
So that's the legal term,
Got it. Yeah.
protected activity.
So that's like anything that you're legally allowed to do as an employee.
Exactly.
Okay.
And they can't retaliate against you for it.
Okay. So give me an example.
Okay, so let's say you report harassment,
Okay.
and then suddenly your boss is like scrutinizing every single thing that you do,
Oh, yeah.
and they're writing you up for tiny little things
Oh, yeah.
that maybe they wouldn't have even noticed
Yeah,
before.
like before they were giving you good performance reviews, and now they're like, what is going on?
Now it's like you can't do anything right.
Yeah.
So that's like a very common, subtle form of retaliation.
So it doesn't have to be, like you said, getting fired. It can be just
No.
all these other little things that make your life miserable.
Exactly. It's
Yeah.
making your work life so difficult that you want to quit.
Yeah.
They're trying to push you out.
It's like constructive dismissal or something like that.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, and they do it in a way that's like deniable.
Right.
So it's really hard to prove.
So what are some other examples like that?
Yeah.
Because I think it's really helpful to know what to look for.
Yeah, absolutely. So another one is that you might get transferred to a different department,
All right.
and it might sound like a good thing.
Right, like a promotion even.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, we're moving you to this new team. There's more opportunity for growth.
Right.
But then you get there and it's like a dead end.
Oh,
There's
man.
no opportunity for growth.
So it's like they're sidelining you.
Exactly. They're sidelining you. They're putting you in a position where you're not going to be able to advance
Yeah.
and you're kind of out of the loop.
And they could say, oh, well, we offered you this great opportunity,
Right.
but really they're trying to get rid of you.
Exactly.
That's so messed up.
Yeah. Or another thing is they might change your schedule in a way that makes it really difficult for you to, manage your life outside of work.
Yeah.
Like if you have childcare or another job,
Right.
they might suddenly change your hours to make it
Yeah.
impossible for you to do those things.
And then they can say, well, we needed you to work these hours.
Exactly.
But really, it was
But
like
they're doing it intentionally to make things difficult for you.
to retaliate.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. This is, I mean, I think a lot of people probably experience these things
I'm sure.
and not
And
realize.
not realize that it's actually illegal,
Right.
that it's actually retaliation.
So let's talk about that. Like,
Oh.
how do you know if it's actually retaliation under the law?
Okay, so the key thing is that you have to have engaged in what's called a protected activity.
Okay, what is that?
So protected activity is basically anything that the law says you're allowed to do as an employee
Okay.
without fear of retaliation.
Okay.
And our source breaks it down into two main categories.
Okay.
The first category is workplace rights. And the second category is what are called legally protected activities.
Got it. So like two different
Two
buckets.
different buckets.
Okay, so what's a workplace right?
Okay, so workplace rights are things that you're entitled to as an employee.
Okay.
So things like, taking your earned sick leave,
Hmm.
discussing your salary with coworkers.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know you can do that. You're
Bruh.
allowed to talk about your salary.
You are absolutely reporting unsafe working conditions or even just being paid for the hours that you work.
Right, like basic stuff.
Basic
Yeah.
stuff that you're entitled to as an employee.
Okay, so if they retaliate against you for doing any of those things,
Then that is illegal.
okay.
That is retaliation.
Got it. And then what was that second bucket?
Legally protected activities.
Legally protected. Okay, what are those?
So these are things that you might do to address like a problem or a wrongdoing at work.
Okay.
So things like reporting harassment or discrimination, whistleblowing.
Asking for disability accommodations, things like that.
So if you're retaliated against for any of those things.
Then that is illegal.
Then you've got a case.
You've got a potential case, yes.
But it's probably hard to prove.
It can be very hard to prove.
So what are some things that people can do to protect themselves?
Documentation is key.
Okay.
If you even suspect that something might be off.
Yeah.
Start documenting everything.
Okay, what kind of things should you be documenting?
So you want to document any interactions with your boss that seem, you know, retaliatory.
Okay.
So any negative comments, any changes in your job duties, your schedule, your performance reviews, anything like that.
So like if you suddenly start getting bad performance reviews after you reported something.
Exactly. And especially if you have documentation that shows that your performance was good before.
Oh, that's a good point. Like emails or...
Emails, performance reviews from before.
Yeah, okay.
So you can show that there was a clear shift after you engaged in this protected activity. Got it. So it's all about like creating a timeline.
Creating a timeline, exactly.
Showing the before and after.
Yes. And you can also document things in a journal.
Okay.
So even if it's just like notes on your phone, just write down the date and time of any weird interaction.
Okay.
Any snide comment, any change in your schedule, anything like that.
Got it. So even if it seems small.
Even if it seems small, because all of those little things can add up.
Right. And paint a picture.
Exactly.
What about witnesses? Can other people's observations help?
Absolutely. If you have coworkers who have noticed a shift in your boss's behavior, or if they've overheard any negative comments, talk to them and see if they're willing to make a statement.
Okay.
Because that can be really powerful evidence.
Having backup.
It is. It's having backup. It's showing that it's not just you.
Right.
That other people are seeing this too.
Okay. So you're gathering all this evidence.
Yeah.
But what about HR? What role does HR play in all of this?
So talking to HR isn't necessarily a legal requirement.
Okay.
But it can be a smart move.
Okay. Why is that?
Because even if HR doesn't immediately fix the situation, their response or even their lack of response can become part of your evidence.
Oh, that's a good point. So even if they're like brushing you off.
Exactly.
You should still document it.
Document it because that shows that you tried to resolve the issue internally.
Right. And they didn't do anything.
And they didn't do anything.
Okay. So document, document, document. That's like the main takeaway here.
Absolutely.
Okay. So let's say you've done all that. You've documented everything.
Yeah.
You've gone to HR and nothing's happening.
Right.
The retaliation is continuing.
Mm-hmm.
What are your legal options at that point?
So in California, we have what's called a burden shifting approach.
That sounds interesting. Tell me more about that.
So it's kind of like a legal tennis match.
Okay. I like this analogy.
Yeah. So you serve first.
Okay.
By showing the judge that you have a basic case for retaliation.
Okay, what does that mean?
So you have to show that you engaged in a protected activity.
Right.
That you suffered an adverse action.
Okay.
And that there's a connection between the two.
So those are like the three elements?
The three elements.
Okay.
So once you've shown that, then the burden shifts to the employer.
Okay.
To prove that they had a legitimate non-retaliatory reason for their actions.
So they can't just say, no, we didn't retaliate.
Right. They can't just say that.
They have to have a reason.
They have to have a reason.
Okay.
And it has to be a good reason.
Got it. So what if they do come up with a reason?
Then the burden shifts back to you
to
prove that their reason was just a pretext.
Pretext? What does that mean?
It means a cover-up.
Oh, okay.
It means that they're just making up an excuse to hide the fact that they were retaliating.
So you're going back and forth.
Going back and forth.
With evidence.
With evidence, exactly.
Okay, this is getting juicy.
Yeah.
I'm liking this.
So it's a back and forth, but the important thing is that you have to be able to prove your case.
Right.
And that's why documentation is so important.
Yeah, you've got to have those receipts.
You've got to have the receipts.
Okay, so let's say somebody's listening to this.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my gosh, I think I'm being retaliated against.
Right.
What are the first steps that they should take?
So in California, you would typically start by filing a complaint.
Okay.
With either the Civil Rights Department.
Okay.
Or the EEOC.
What is the EEOC?
The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission.
Got it. So two different places you can file a complaint.
Two different places, depending on whether your situation falls under state or federal law.
Okay.
So the CRD is for state law violations.
Okay.
And the EEOC is for federal law violations.
Got it. And do you have to go to HR first?
You don't have to,
Okay.
but it can be a good idea
Okay.
because sometimes just bringing the issue to HR's attention
Yeah.
can be enough to resolve it.
Okay.
But even if it doesn't, their response or lack of response can become part of your evidence.
Okay, so even if you don't have to go to HR,
Yeah.
it's still a good idea.
It's still a good idea. And if you do go to HR, make
Yeah.
sure you document everything, the date and time, who you spoke to, what was said.
Yeah.
Keep a copy of any written statements that you give them.
So everything's documented.
Everything's
All right,
documented.
okay, great advice.
It's all about protecting yourself.
Absolutely. Well, this has been so helpful.
I'm glad.
I think we've given our listeners a lot to think about.
Yeah, hopefully they feel more empowered.
Exactly. Knowledge is power.
Exactly.
Well, we'll be right back after a quick break.
It really can be. And you know, we were talking about those kind of like sneaky tactics that employers might use, like those fake promotions.
Yeah.
And our source actually mentioned another example of that,
Okay.
where someone filed a complaint about wage discrimination,
Okay.
and then their employer suddenly gave them a big raise. Sounds
Oh,
great, right?
yeah. Yeah, like finally they're recognizing my worth.
Exactly, except that raise might be a way to isolate you from your coworkers. Or
Oh,
make you feel like you can't speak out anymore.
right, because now you're making more than everybody else.
Exactly. And you don't want to jeopardize that.
So it's like a way to silence you.
It's a way to silence you. It's a way to buy your loyalty.
Wow, that's so messed up.
Yeah, it's really manipulative.
And it's hard to prove because they can say, oh, well, we just thought they deserved a raise. But
Exactly.
really is because you were complaining about something else.
Exactly.
Oh man, that's so tricky.
Yeah. So you really have to be aware of these kinds of tactics.
So it's not just about the action itself.
Yeah.
It's about the intent behind it.
Exactly. It's all about context.
Okay, so let's say you've been documenting everything.
Right.
You've talked to your coworkers,
Yeah.
you've even gotten to HR,
Yeah.
but the retaliation is still happening.
Right.
What do you do then?
Well, in California, you can file a formal complaint with either the CRD
Right.
or the EEOC.
Okay, so those are the two agencies that we talked about.
Exactly. And they will investigate your claim
Okay.
and try to work things out between you and your employer.
So they're kind of like a mediator?
They're like a mediator. Yeah, they're like a neutral third party.
Okay, and what happens if they decide that you're right?
If they decide that your case is valid,
Yeah.
they will usually try to negotiate a settlement with your employer.
Okay, what does that mean?
So that could include things like getting back any lost wages,
Okay.
or even changes to company policies to prevent future retaliation.
So it's not just about getting you back to where you were,
Oh.
it's about fixing the problem.
It's about fixing the problem. Yeah.
That's great.
So they're trying to make things right.
But what if the employer doesn't want to settle?
If the employer refuses to settle,
Yeah.
then the agency can issue you what's called a right to sue letter.
Oh, what's that?
So that basically gives you permission to take your case to court and sue your employer for damages.
So it's like they're saying, we think you have a good case.
Exactly. We believe you.
Go for it.
Go for it.
Okay, that's a big step, though.
It is a big step.
Taking your employer to court.
Yeah, but it's important to know that you have that right
Right.
and you don't have to go through it alone.
What do you mean?
You can hire a lawyer.
Oh, right, of course.
There are lawyers who specialize in employment law
Okay.
and they can help you through the process.
Yeah, I bet that's really helpful.
It can be very helpful because it's a complex process
Yeah.
and it can be really intimidating to go up against your employer.
Especially in court.
Yeah, so having a lawyer by your side can make a big difference.
So even though it's a big step, it's not impossible.
No, it's not impossible, and it's important to remember that you have rights
Right.
and you have options.
Yeah. So don't be afraid to stand up for yourself.
Exactly.
This is great advice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think our listeners are getting a lot out of this.
I hope so.
So just to recap, what are the key takeaways that you want people to remember?
Okay, so the key takeaways are, first of all, retaliation is illegal.
Right.
But it's more common than you might think.
Yeah.
So be aware of your rights and know what constitutes protected activity.
Right.
If you believe you've been retaliated against, document everything.
Yes, documentation is key.
Documentation is key, and don't be afraid to speak up.
Right.
Talk to your coworkers, talk to HR, and if necessary, file a complaint with the appropriate agency.
And if all else fails,
If all else
get a
fails,
lawyer.
get a lawyer and take them to court.
Yeah, you've got
You've
options.
got options.
Better rights.
Exactly.
Okay, great advice.
You're welcome.
So, what's the most important thing that you want people to remember from this conversation?
I think the most important thing is to trust your gut. If something feels wrong at work, it probably is, and you don't have to just put up with it.
Right.
You have rights, you have options.
And you have a voice.
And you have a voice.
Yes, speak up.
Speak up.
That's so important.
It is.
Well, thank you so much for sharing all of this with us today.
You're welcome. It's been my pleasure.
I think that's a great place to leave it. You know, just that reminder to always trust your gut.
Yeah.
So before we wrap up today, I just want to make sure that everybody listening kind of has the key points.
Okay.
You know, fresh in their minds.
Sounds good.
So let's just do a quick recap.
Okay.
Of everything that we talked about today.
Sure.
So first of all, what is workplace retaliation?
So workplace retaliation is any action that an employer takes against you because you exercise your rights as an employee.
Okay. So not just getting fired.
Right. It's broader than that.
It's like all those subtle things, too.
Yes, all those little things.
The little jabs.
Exactly. And sometimes even things that sound positive on the surface.
Right, like that fake promotion.
Exactly. Yeah. So you really have to look at the intent behind the action.
And the context.
Yes, the context is everything.
Okay, and we talked about documentation.
Oh, so important.
So important.
Document everything.
Everything, even if it seems small.
Even if it seems small, because all of those little details can add up.
Right. And you also want to talk to your coworkers.
Yes. See if anybody else has witnessed anything.
If they'll be a witness for you.
Yeah. Because their statements can be really powerful.
It's like having backup.
Exactly. It's like having backup.
And we talked about HR.
Yeah.
So even if you don't have to go to HR.
Right.
It could be a good idea.
It's a good idea to document that you at least tried.
Right.
To resolve it internally.
Okay. And then we talked about the legal options.
Yeah.
So we have that burden-shifting approach here in California.
Yeah, legal tennis match.
Yes, I love that.
It's a good way to think about it.
So you know you're going back and forth.
Right.
With evidence.
With evidence.
You can file a complaint with the CRD or the EEOC.
Exactly.
And if all else fails.
You can get a lawyer.
Get a lawyer.
And take them to court.
Take them to court.
Yeah, but hopefully it doesn't come to that.
Hopefully not.
But it's good to know that you have that option.
Right.
That you have that right.
Okay, so just to wrap everything up, what is the most important thing that you want people to take away from this whole conversation?
Trust your gut.
Trust your gut.
If something feels off at work, don't ignore it.
Don't ignore it.
Don't gaslight yourself.
Yeah.
Speak up.
Speak up. You have rights.
You have rights and options and power.
And power.
Yes. I love that.
Knowledge is power.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure.
This has been so informative.
I'm glad.
And I think it's going to help a lot of people.
I hope so.
So thank you.
You're welcome. And to all of our listeners out there,
Stay
informed, stay vigilant.
Stay strong.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.